Recording started.
Good morning and welcome to our 10 at 10. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes. Drop down into your heart space. And if you wish, place your hand on your heart. And just allow yourself to feel its natural rhythm. Always at this time. I like to remind us of the words of Job, who said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." It is that same life force that is beating the heart, which you can feel. So let us be intentional this time together, that we have set aside the next 10 minutes or so to connect with the source of our being, to align ourselves consciously with its spirit, its life force, its power. That is right where we are. So as you take our first of 3 deep breaths in, blow your diaphragm, expand the lungs, and inhale the life-giving, energizing breath of God. Taking your second deep breath, lower the diaphragm, expand the rib cage, and take in the purifying breath of God. Hold. Gently. And as we take in our third and final renewing breath of God, inhale. Lower the diaphragm, expand the ribcage. And let this breath renew you. Hold. This morning, I'm sharing Psalm 106, a portion of it from Psalms for Praying, from Nancy Merrill, an invitation to wholeness. Giver of life, we praise you. Bestower of all gifts, we give you thanks, for your steadfast love endures forever. Can tell of your generosity in all generations, the rich variety of the living cosmos. Blessed are they who recognize the gift and who follow the precepts of your life at all times. You remember us, O beloved, as we journey through life. Help us to live the mystery, that we may fulfill our divine destiny. That we may co-create with you, that we may live into our divine birthright. Stand by us, that we may become poor in spirit, acknowledging our own weaknesses that lead us astray. Teach us to be patient with ourselves, that we might offer the gift of patience to others. Oh, that we might learn to be calm, to persevere with utter trust, as we face the fears that bind us. We yearn for all that we will bring us new life. We long for your very presence among us. Comfort us, O beloved, with the tranquility of your spirit. Lead us into calm waters. Yes, the Comforter will nourish our souls and gentle us, that we may be pliant in love's hands. The earth itself will reap of the blessing of those who become beneficent and live with integrity. We listen for your voice, O giver of the journey, and we praise you with grateful hearts. Divine beloved, infinite creator, source of all that is, thou who art transcendent and immanent, within and without, above and below. There is nowhere where you are not. Your presence surrounds, enfolds, encompasses us, and is us. When we forget our true nature, that we are children of the Most High God, and that all that you are. We are created in your image and likeness, and that image and likeness is love, and all that love is. All joy, all peace, all compassion, all patience, all forgiveness. Let us remember our divine heritage and embrace the attributes and attitudes that are necessary to be a beneficial presence on this earth at this time that is in so need of love. 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 So as we seek to consciously be expressions of divine love here on earth, we're sending that love out into this world, that it may dissipate the hatred, the darkness, the fear that is pervading in the hearts and minds of man. We're sending out the love to dissipate the racism, the hatred, the bigotry, and all the other classes of discrimination that exist. We're sending this love out into this world where so many are suffering, either from wars as in Yemen or Syria or parts of Africa, or from natural disasters as in Bangladesh, Nepal, India, the Caribbean, Puerto Rico, parts of America, Houston, Miami, for those who have suffered from mudslides in Sierra Leone, or more floods again in Nigeria. We're sending out love to all corners of this earth, to all peoples of this earth, to all sentient beings of this earth. When there is such a sense of overwhelm, let us come back and remember our true nature. And in that remembrance, be a place of love. We hold in our hearts at this time all those that are sick and need of prayer. Whether their healing is a mental, emotional, or physiological. We know that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we can ask or think. For our leaders that guide, direct, and govern us, may their spirits be touched with the remembrance that we are one kind. We are humankind, and let us live to our truest and most authentic nature, which is love. Divine Beloved, infinite creator, source of all that is, touch our hearts and our minds right where we are, that we truly, truly embrace our divine nature and be the beneficial presence of love for ourselves, for our families, for our neighborhoods, for our communities, for our world. For your infinite grace, for your endless blessings, for your eternal mercies, we are ever, ever grateful. So it is. Amen. If you'd like to repeat our prayer of protection, the light of God surrounds me.
The light of God surrounds me.
The love of God enfolds me.
The love of God enfolds me.
The power of God protects me.
The power of God protects me.
The presence of God watches over me.
The presence of God watches over me.
Wherever I am, God is, and all is well.
Wherever I am, God is, and all is well.
Well, and so it is. So, my beloveds, I wish you a beautiful and blessed Thursday, Friday, Saturday, until we meet again on Sunday.